And welcome to
we got
episode
69.
The last official episode of the Double Bogey Show.
Seriously, thank you guys so much for making sure we get 69 episodes in.
What an honor.
Not a single one of us is wearing pants today.
We are pantless. It is wild though that...
Are we starting?
We did this for 69 episodes and now it's over.
I mean, what an end of an era. So, right when things were getting really good too.
I
know, but nothing can beat this episode.
I can't tell if we're starting it.
We're started.
Well, that's the beauty of the podcast. It's such a natural conversation. You don't even know when we're recording or not. Yeah.
They piped that the wrong way.
I'll call the clubhouse. We'll book another 18 for tomorrow.
Okay, they cheated on that. They fluffed their balls.
Yeah, no better time for the breakfast ball than now.
Welcome back to the Double Bogey Show presented by DraftKings.
Boom.
The final episode.
No more DraftKings plug. No more bulk beef jerky plug.
Sad to see him go. Sad to see us go, I'm sure.
No more me talking about my new clubs, which I just got last week.
Not all of them yet. They're still holding out on that three wood.
That's fine. I don't need that club anyway. I don't need that one. It's fine. No more hearing about me having the yips. No more just like unbelievable takes by Tyler.
What are you talking about?
Anything golf related.
All my takes are elite.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's a little emotional. I've been here the shortest of the three, but
you're here for the end when that's what matters.
So how should we do this? I mean, it's...
Well, to celebrate Ryan, you did mention the yips. So I wanted to give you guys something special. So I actually went out and did a little something to help you with your yips. Cause I know we're going to Arizona soon.
Well, they're cured.
Are they?
What are you doing right now? Is this a bit I'm in on?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, no. We're saving this.
Saving it?
We're not starting with this.
Okay.
Are you crazy?
That's my bad. Are we actually starting with
We're starting with your tournament.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jesus, Matt.
Duh.
You can tell. Remember when he said he's been here the least?
Yeah.
You can tell.
I can't read the little cues like that. Oh, that's my bad.
Matt.
Well, that was a roller coaster.
Jeez,
last 45 seconds.
That was a classic breakfast ball tease.
It was. Stick around for the ending.
Yeah.
This episode is all about teasing.
You guys are going to want to stick around to the end.
What is up, guys?
There it is.
And welcome to the last episode of Double Bogey Show. Episode 69.
Remember when we were the breakfast ball podcast for two episodes and then we realized that there were three other breakfast ball podcasts?
Yep. We said, you know what? We want to be different. We don't want to be just like you.
We also don't want a copyright claim or a cease and desist.
They don't have trademarks.
Yeah, they probably don't, but...
Also, I'm out for blood on the other breakfast ball podcasts. I'm absolutely out for blood. I'm out for blood. If you want to play $100 a hole against me.
For the rights to the name.
For the rights to the name.
We won't even use it. We'll keep Double Bogey Show, but we'll have rights to the name.
And you know what? You know why I'm doing that? It's because then I can pay my new clubs off. 18 holes, $100 a hole. It's $1,800. Clubs are paid.
So you did get the clubs.
Oh, yeah.
How do they feel?
Well, I was just in my house. I can only take half swings.
Well, you have a garage.
I know, but I didn't want to go out there. It was too cold. You got to remember, Matt, it's fucking minus 17 right now.
I remember.
Without windshield.
You have a heated garage.
I know. I just didn't want to go out there.
What, 60 degrees is too cold for you?
I didn't want to go out there. So
there's no wind in there either.
I was taking half dry hacks. And
350.
More so
straight down the wall.
More so practicing the takeaway and then the attack on the ball. The shafts are huge. They're 120s.
Real thick boys.
Do you know much about shafts?
I mean, I know enough about one or two. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, where'd the other one come from?
Yeah, a little mystery there.
It's your kid, I guess.
I do have to clean it up quite a bit.
Yeah, I get it. You're a dad.
Yeah.
So that's not weird that you say that. But 120 shafts, they're thick. It's almost like a big piece of rebar in there.
Mitch has been dying to name episode 69 Balls and Shafts. So we're off to a good start for that actually happening.
Well, yeah. Ball takeaway, ball attack.
Right.
And then the new shafts are elite, by the way. So last week, I took Friday off because I'm like, fuck it. I'm getting away from you guys for one day.
You didn't take it off. You worked from home.
I did work from home. Mm-hmm. I solidified a couple big deals.
Wow.
I was slinging deals all the way around.
You're on the phone, working the phones?
Just I was slinging D's.
I literally had a cell phone in each hand, muted one onto the other, muted that one back to the other one.
Two conversations as leverage against one another.
Exactly. And then I put them both together. I say, now it's your guys' turn.
It's like those videos where they put like Papa John's and Domino's on the phone next to each other.
Yep.
You were doing that. Those are the deals he was making. It's like, where can you get the best large build-your-own pizza?
Have you... No, we have the best build-your-own pizza. And then Blaze Pizza just happens to get added to the call, and they're like...
Out of nowhere.
Fuck you all! on top of that point... Fuck, what was I going to say? Anyway, I drove an hour and a half north just to get these clubs. Me and the dog threw in the back seat. We drove an hour and a half, got the clubs, came back, and...
Did she have a good time just chilling in the truck while you got your new clubs?
She did, yeah. She was in the truck for 2.5 hours just hanging out. Yeah. She loved it. But yeah, I brought them home, got them all unwrapped, and, you know, it's not something that people get to do very often, mm-hmm. unwrapping new clubs, especially ones that are... Those clubs are only for me. Tyler, if you try and hit him, you're not going to hit him well.
I bet I would.
Matt, if you try and hit him, you're not going to hit him well.
I would hit him better than you.
They are my clubs.
Yeah,
which is the beautiful thing about it.
You do own them, yes.
I do own them, and they are fitted to me. I have a very unique stance, swing, body structure, everything that is...
Your swing looks pretty normal to me.
But it's unique towards me. Nobody has the same swing, Tyler. You got to remember that.
It's like fingerprints.
Correct. It's your DNA. Your swing is part of your DNA. So like, if I were to get in trouble with the law and a police officer saw me on the course, he'd be like, that's our fucking guy.
That's the only person. That's his swing. They get a...
Yes.
It'll be like Cinderella. They have to like bring a bunch of clubs and have you like fit them. And whoever the clubs fit. Yeah. OJ's glove.
Yeah. They bring in like a forensic swing analyst to put you on trial and be like, yes, Your Honor, I'm 99.8% sure that this is the swing that matches the killer.
Yeah. Whoever can pipe a drive 350 down the fairway is the killer.
Simulator.
Oh, by the way, also, we had a clip last week about me hitting 300 to 315 with my driver. People were all up in arms about that. Well,
Simad's 50 yards.
Yes, 260 on the course, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, that's fine. I'm just saying, like, if you would listen to the fucking podcast and quit being a keyboard warrior, you would understand that 2 months ago, I was literally hitting it 230 because of my issues I was going through. I'm calling them issues because they were. So fucking relax on TikTok, okay? You guys are all up in arms about me talking yardages on the simulator.
See Ryan on the simulator if you're going to talk shit.
Yeah, if you're going to talk shit, come to the sim. I'll sink putts left and right with a new putter. Boy, that
let's book a virtual tea time. We'll see who's really about that life.
Yeah,
dude.
Exactly.
I'm on Costco's website right now, and because I saw that Kirkland was making a driver, I thought it was out, and it's not out yet, so I can't jump on the Kirkland driver.
Can you get a picture of it at least?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, just get a picture of it. So
just put it in my office.
So Kirkland is now coming out with their own driver.
It's only a matter of time before Kirkland has a fitting station in a Costco. Like, they have a vision center.
They
have a tire center, a pharmacy, like a concession stand.
I feel like there's an Apple store inside of Costco.
There is a PC store.
There's a PC store. Eventually, Costco is just going to be outfit. No, eventually you're going to be able to buy your own indoor simulator at Costco.
Oh, yeah. Within the decade.
Or you're going to be able to buy your own like 30-foot by 30-foot putting green.
Probably. You probably buy that course pretty soon here.
Thing about Costco, though, is they don't really departmentalize their different products. So like, they have a golf line, correct? But like, on social media, there is no at Kirkland Golf or whatever. They really don't even promote their clubs. They just get people to go there, see a 3 set of wedges for $160, and they're like, boom, sold.
Impulse purchases.
Dude,
yeah.
Maybe. I think I've been lied to. I don't think they're making a driver.
Really?
I've been lied to. I was so excited.
Why do you say that?
Because I can't find it anywhere.
Where did you see it originally?
I was told by a person.
They lied to you. They lied
fucking
straight
lied
to your
to
face.
Me, dude.
Who was it, Lane?
No,
old golf farmer?
No, different golf buddy, but yes.
Tyler, what are you going to do? You need a driver before Arizona.
I know.
We're getting close.
Dude, did you get my Instagram message? Someone in the who listens to the podcast wants to sell you a Callaway Maverick, same driver Miles has, for $150. And no podcast plug, he said. That was the deal. Keep, go on. Tell me what kind of driver you want. I'll find this message.
The problem with the driver is I want to swing it because, you know, I am not a brand snob. I am not a newest technology snob. I just want to hit the club that feels the best in my hands. And I can't do that unless I swing it. So I think unless he's willing to send it to me for a sample and to try it out, I'm probably out.
Really?
I'm sorry. Because I have pretty shitty old clubs, but I use them. And I have a nicer set of clubs that I keep at home for Becca to use. But I will use mine because they feel better in my hands.
But you need a new driver.
I know I do.
And this is the chance to have the same driver as Miles.
That is also a negative.
Is it?
I barely used the driver when we were in Arizona last time.
That's true.
So
I don't think you need to swing it. I think this club speaks for itself.
What if it's too short? What if it's too long?
Mr. Brian, he says he has a Callaway Maverick. It's been hit about 4 times. He sent me pictures of it too.
Ask him how tall he is.
He originally said $200 and a shout out on episode 69. Don't give him the shout out yet.
Didn't you just
I
shout
did,
him
yes,
out?
Yes, I did. $200 and a shout out on episode 69, which shout outs on today's episode are going for anywhere between like a new set of Mizuno irons and like
a lease on a new truck,
a country club membership to Michael Jordan's course.
Mm.
He said $200 shout out, blah, blah, blah. And then he said $200 and a 3-month trial premium membership to Swinger. Said not ready yet. I said $100 and one shout out.
Are you dealing for me?
Yeah.
What he's doing on Friday.
That's what I was doing Friday. Yeah. And then he said $150, no shout out, and he'll cover shipping. Same driver Miles has.
You know, that's just
if you pulled up with the same driver that Miles had, Miles would be so pissed.
You'd get a new driver so fast.
I know.
That kind of convinces me a little bit. I'll do it. Fuck it.
My driver was well worth $150. This is the same one. It's newer. Yeah. It's only been used 4 times.
Fuck it. I'll do it. Tell him I'll do it. What's his Venmo?
Hang on. hang on. All right. This is a video message. Tyler, would you like to buy Mr. Brian's driver?
In the exact quote that I just said, fuck it. I'll do it. What's your Venmo?
Done. Okay, I just sent it to him.
I got nothing to lose except $150, right?
That's true. And we need this thing ASAP. So I'll get on the horn for you. I mean, great deal.
It is a great deal.
It's a fantastic deal.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with this deal in any way. It's just me being stubborn about liking the feel of the club, and I don't get to feel it. But
yeah,
I'll just get a new grip.
And Mr. Brian got the shout out on episode 69. We did not see. We under promise, over deliver.
Mr. Brian, is that his name?
Well, his name's Brian.
Oh,
I couldn't read his last name.
Okay.
And
we don't want to either. Remember Grandpa Dave just dropping last names left and right on the podcast,
doxing people.
So you got a new driver.
I got a new driver, I guess.
Done deal.
And what a day.
It's the same as Miles. I can't wait to see that.
What if it's like a kid's driver?
Well, then we'll rip him apart on episode. Well, there is no episodes after this.
This is it.
Fuck.
Yeah, he has no chance. You have no chance for rebuttal.
Damn, dude. Oh,
that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Tyler. That's huge. That's a really nice club.
I'm pretty excited. I knew episode 69, there would be some things I wasn't ready for, and this was one of them.
This was my gift to you. I think you guys got me something.
We got you a gift.
Gift to you. Swindling some deals. $150 Callaway Maverick. I have now also decided I want to sell my irons. They're 4-year-old tailor-made burners. Oh,
speaking of Grandpa Dave, should I answer it on the pod?
Yeah, do it, and we can cut it out if we need to.
Yeah. Grandpa.
What's happening?
You're on the podcast right now. How are you?
I'm great. I'll leave you alone if you want me to.
No, this is episode 69. It's the last episode. It's a big deal for us, and it's perfect that you called in because you've been a guest on the episode, a guest in several videos. Do you have anything you want to say to the fans?
Ask him if he's ever tried 69.
All of them?
Yeah, every single fan. You're millions of fans.
Ask him if he's ever tried 69.
I miss them. You tell him I miss them. you guys haven't invited me back on there, so I'm kind of wondering what's going on.
It's because he was name dropping.
Yeah, it's because he kept saying too many last names.
I don't do that anymore. I learned my lesson.
Okay.
Yep. Ryan wants to know if you've ever shot a 69 on the course.
I'm trying to think. No, I can't remember what the par was out at, you know, the lakeside out there.
Yep.
I told you about that. I was 3 under par. I think it was a 70.
Oh,
damn.
3 under par after the first 9, I told you. Then I messed up a little on the backside, and I think I shot a 70. That's the best I did.
Is shooting a 69 better than getting a hole-in-one?
Forest Hills, I shot a 71 at one time.
That's pretty damn good. It's better than we have. Grandpa, I love you. I will call you after the podcast so we can talk about what you actually wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I got something for you. So.
All right.
Ooh.
All right, talk to you there.
All right, love you.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
See you, Grandpa Dave. He's the best. We got to have him back on.
What a great cameo on accident.
Yeah. Yeah, Grandpa Dave.
What were we talking about?
Well, we just brought up is get shooting a 69 better than a hole in one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, to us, probably.
Probably.
Definitely to that fuckface that wrote the article, because apparently it's impossible to get a hole in one.
True.
Unless you're at Augusta during the Masters, and that's the only time it ever counts.
Someone also asked in the messages, is it good? Is it a good hole in one if you hit a hole in one on a big hole course? Meaning like futsal.
Ooh. Ooh, I would
100% say, no. That doesn't count.
I mean, is it sweet that you did that? Fuck yeah. Is it as cool as a regular hole in one? No.
But Absolutely not.
I think it would count as a hole in one for like that round, like on your scorecard.
On your scorecard, yes. But in real life, no.
Yeah, but like you don't get to brag to your buddies about getting a hole in one on that.
Here's another point I want to make. We're going to get deep here because this is the last episode. It's episode 69. So why not get super deep, as deep as we possibly can? Think about the game of golf, Tyler. You're 450 yards out.
Mm-hmm.
You are trying to hit a ball that is like 2 inches in circumference, mm-hmm. diameter,
mm-hmm.
1 inch radius, if you will,
mm-hmm.
into a hole that is like 4 to 5 inches in diameter. Some guys can get it there and fucking in the hole in 3 shots.
Some guys have done it in 2.
Some guys have done it in 2. How bananas is the sport of golf?
It is a very, very unique concept to me.
Like, think about every other sport. Football, you have a big ball.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking balls and shafts here, remember? So
yep.
You got a big ass ball. You just throw it to a guy and he runs with it. Or you just hand it off to a guy and he runs with it. Basketball, you shoot a ball into a hoop that's, you know, it's probably like a foot in circumference. I don't know how big a basketball hoop is. But golf, on the other hand.
Now let's keep making more sports comparisons here. If we're on the balls and shafts train, baseball does have a ball and a shaft, but it's a real thick shaft and a real thick ball.
Correct.
Very different. And you're not aiming at a tiny little 5-inch hole. You're aiming at this huge open area.
Is it harder to hit a softball from 45 feet than it is a baseball from 60 feet?
You're talking
same
fast
speed
pitch?
Of pitch. Yes.
I don't want to get in the mud.
I mean, I'm just curious as to what you think.
You know, both sides of this argument are so passionate. No matter what, I think it's harder to play golf.
There he is.
Well, and more so, what I was getting at is like, think of the Little League World Series. Some of those pitchers are actually throwing what would be like 90 miles an hour from 60 feet, but they're
throwing 70
feet.
At 45.
Correct.
Yeah.
With all of that being said, I believe that golf is one of the hardest sports mm-hmm. on planet Earth, along with professional baseball.
Okay.
So coincidentally, the two sports you play are the two hardest. Yeah.
Yes. Here's how I would rank my top 3 most hardest physically and mentally sports.
Mental, just mental.
Physical and mental sports.
Mm-hmm.
Top 3. Here we go. Baseball.
Number 1.
Professional baseball.
Okay.
Hitting an Aroldis Chapman 100 mile an hour fastball from 60 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
Golf.
Nope.
Hockey. Hockey and golf are interchangeable between 2 and 3.
I would put hockey and golf both above baseball.
Hockey players are fucking savages.
Hitting in baseball is isolated, but I think the rest of it brings...
Hitting in baseball is isolated, yes.
Yes, yep. I think hitting in baseball would make it pretty close to your list being accurate.
Yeah.
But since there's so many other elements, I put hockey and golf above it.
So you go hockey, golf, baseball?
Fuck, I don't know.
And I mean, you can pick other sports too. I just don't think...
Well, if we're just going to do that, I'm going to go with the sports I was in. I'm going to go wrestling.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go track, and then I'm going to go football.
Track is so
fucking easy.
Yeah, track cannot be an argument. Can I throw in gymnastics?
Yes, you can. Gymnastics blows my fucking mind.
You can? So what's your top three hardest physical and mental sports?
Okay, I think I'm going to go gymnastics number one.
I think that's a good take.
I think I'm going to go golf number two, just because what you're asking someone to do is so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Golf has to be the hardest mental sport on planet Earth.
Yep.
Because you're playing by yourself. You're an individual.
Mm-hmm. And then number three, I think I'd probably throw hockey in there. I haven't been able to figure out skates yet.
But honestly, I think team sports are mentally easier.
I agree.
Than
because
individual sports.
There's
no one at all to bail. There's no one there to bail you out in golf, in wrestling, in gymnastics.
In baseball, as a hitter, no one can bail you out.
Right. Yeah, well, there can be errors, you know?
There can be errors, or the guy after you could hit a bomb.
Right, yeah.
You strike out, guy hits a bomb.
So there's a little bit of a safety net there. Like in baseball, if you hit a fucking little blooper to the second baseman, he can still drop it.
Okay.
You know? There's none of that in golf. You hit a shitty shot, the only luck you have is maybe bouncing off a rock. But
yeah,
that is a lot smaller chance. And even if it bounces off a rock, there's no guarantee it's going to go the right direction, right?
Isn't it weird how some days you get every bounce in your favor and some days you get zero?
I swear that the golf gods save all your good bounces for one round of summer.
The game knows. The game of golf knows, like, wherever the game of golf lives, whether it's in the sky or deep underground, whatever.
I think it lives inside us.
Or inside of us. Yes.
Yes.
It knows if you treat the course and the game correctly, it will pay you back with member bounces, with long putts, with good chips, with a dick drive.
Lots of karma in golf.
I believe so.
Yeah,
I believe so. And when I was going through my issues,
mm-hmm.
I was not nice to the game of golf.
Yeah,
and therefore it was not nice back to me.
Yeah, that's how what you put out, you get back, right?
This is my kind of podcast, right here.
We're getting deep.
We're getting as deep as we possibly can.
Yep. Yeah, we are.
You'd think you guys having a golf podcast dedicated to the game of golf would have helped you out a little more in terms of karma.
Didn't.
But yeah.
Nope.
It didn't. No. All we're trying to do is just relay the good word of the sport onto other people who may have not seen it yet.
Matt, we're not in it for karma for ourselves. We're in it for karma for other people.
I doubt that.
We're trying to get everyone else some karma, good karma out there.
I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but since we're getting as as deep as we possibly can, Tyler.
Why did you say it like that?
The reason that we run this page and the reason that we're doing 69 episodes and then calling it quits mm-hmm. is because the whole goal in this thing was to get other people like us who are 20 to 30 handicaps who like to hang out with their buddies on the weekend, who like to just disconnect from reality,
mm-hmm.
who like to drink a little bit of beer here and there. Our goal is to get them into a situation like being on the golf course with their buddies to just plain and simple have a good time.
Yeah.
Because it really is a good time. And when you start to overthink things, like for me, it was like when I started to overthink things and be like, oh, my swing sucks. I got to change this and this and this and this and this. The game just wasn't fun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just wasn't going to play golf. My buddy told me when I was struggling one time, he said, just fucking play golf. I'm like, you know what? Instead of trying to change my swing and figure out what club I need to use and blah, 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 just play golf.
Matt, I wanted to save it for later, but after that speech, now's the time.
Ryan, we got a little something for you.
Here's your present.
You've been talking a little bit about this podcast. You've alluded to your issues as you've now rebranded them. So we hired an expert to help you fix them.
Ryan.
Wait, hang on. Stop it. Who is this?
It's Shooter fucking McGavin.
Shooter McGavin here, out of my man cave. This is where I do most of my meditation on the game of golf. You know what I'm saying? Because apparently, I don't get the yips. And you know why? Because golf is a game. All right? It's fun. You're beating yourself up out in the golf course. That's what my intel's telling me here. You got the yips so bad that you shank almost every single shot. Wow. Okay. Well, do you enjoy the game? Are you having any fun at all out there? Are you beating yourself up? Because people are a little sick of watching you spaz out on the golf course. Okay? No one likes to see that. What they like to see is a guy that comes up to the tee with confidence, right between the temples, booyah, right there.
Yeah.
Easy swing. I'm not going to try to kill it. I'm going to come down over it. I'm going to come through it. I'm going to see that ball go where I want it. I'm going to hold that finish, at least look like a golfer, okay? And then go, I knew it went into the sand. Excellent out-of-sand shooter. Whatever happens, have fun. Have fun with your friends, man, because the more joy you have in the game, the more fun it will be when you make a great shot. If you get on top of your, if you're on your own shoulder going, you suck, jackass, you suck. It's never going to help.
You ever. Suck, jackass.
99, if not 100% of it is right there. So put your collar up, go to your happy place and play some good golf. All right, man. Because, you know, Tyler also tells me that you're a decent guy and I don't want to carry you anymore. Okay. You shanker, you.
No fuck more you, shooter.
Okay? That's the t-shirt you should buy. No more yips. Okay.
Oh,
start
God.
With the putting. That's where you're going to make the biggest, biggest dent and the biggest score is getting a two putt. No more three putts. No more four putts. Start there. Move away from the course. Read a couple of books. Go on YouTube. Get a couple of like a quick, you know, things. Go out there. And if you want to be better, enjoy the game more. That's my little... That's my secret. I enjoy the game, but it's golf. It's hard. No one said if it was easy, everyone would be playing it. But there's a lot of it's a lot of great players out there, and they put their time in, they pay their dues, and now I think you should do the same thing. Okay, Ryan, you put your time in, you pay your dues, then it's Ryan's tour. Wow, so much for practicing. It's kind of like that. Okay, good. And I'll see you at the ninth green at 9. Yeah, a little secret of the pros. Oh, and Ryan, something nice. Have a great one, man. Shoot up. Out. Well done, Tyler.
Wow. Shooter.
Shooter fucking McGavin.
I didn't even recognize him right away.
He's old now, but yeah.
Damn, that was sick. Weird how that just flowed right into what I had no clue that was coming.
That was eerie. Like once you started, I didn't watch the whole thing, but once you started going on your speech, yep. Echoed exactly what he said.
Right. I'm the only one that's seen the whole thing.
Really?
And it was like, yeah, we got to show it now. Now's the only time. So surprise guest of the podcast, Shooter McGavin.
Title.
Well, I don't know if we can say it if it's just a cameo.
He was on, though.
But DMs are entered now. So we're going to leverage this to get Shooter on, right? We're going to use this. We're going to use it as a promotion clip. All of the billions of people that listen to the podcast are going to blow the clip up so we get Shooter's attention, and then he comes on the pod.
We got to get Shooter on the pod.
I think so, too. We might have to come back for an episode 69.5.
69.69.
Oh, there you go. That's even better.
Ninth green. What do you say, ninth green at 9? Wear something nice?
Wear something nice. A little secret of the pros.
That's one of the most electric lines in that whole movie.
Yeah, it's a great one.
That was fantastic.
Dude, he went all out.
I was wondering how long this cameo was going to be.
It was like 5 minutes.
How much did it cost?
I don't want to say.
Oh, really?
So this was Matt's idea. He tried to get John Daly. John is fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Really?
You guys were not worth a John Daly.
No. Matt was going to surprise both of us with a John Daly one. And then he brought it up to me. And then I was like, well, let's pivot this and let's try and find somebody else. And then we went, obviously, the Happy Gilmore route. We gotta.
What about, does Adam Sandler?
No.
He doesn't.
No.
Looked for him. We looked for Paige. We looked for all the regulars.
I'm surprised she doesn't do cameos.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, Shooter's better, though.
Yeah, that was fantastic, by the way.
Yeah.
You have that saved, correct?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's all yours.
Hell
you
yeah.
Own that.
Ryan's going to get one of those memory photos, like picture frames that just plays a video and it's just gonna play the cameo over and over and over.
A little locket that you can carry it in.
That'd be the most viewed cameo on Cameo.
Yeah, we made it public so people can see that cameo now.
That's sick. I really enjoyed that, by the way.
Happy 69, Ryan.
Yeah. the farewell tour.
Yep. If people are lucky, we'll maybe do a bonus 69.69 episode with Shooter on. So
sweet. Let's take a quick break. I got to digest this a little bit. We'll come back and we'll keep discussing that.
Kay. Perfect.
Guys, it's divisional championship weekend. Four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means only four teams left for you to bet on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get, again, 56-1 odds on any team. If you bet $5, you can win $280 in free bets if your team wins. You gotta go do it this weekend. We're getting down there. Super Bowl 56 is coming, okay? This deal is only going to last for so long. And if you're not a new customer, you can experience the same conference championships, or you can experience the conference championship with same game parlays. That means you can do prop bets up the ass on the same game.
You want to hear mine? Here's my same
game. Parlay them together. Go.
I'm taking Bengals Chiefs, right? I'm going national anthem over 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
I don't think they do that for championship games.
We're doing it. You smash that over on the national anthem.
Okay, smash you over on the natty anthem.
Heads on the coin toss.
Parlay it.
Joe Burrow's mom is the first family member they show in the crowd.
Yep.
Any advice for the actual game or no?
No, absolutely not.
Those prop bets aren't fun.
All prop bets.
Orange-colored Gatorade.
I like that. Orange-colored Gatorade dumped on the Bengals at the end.
Ooh.
What's that, five legs? Let's do one more leg. What's one more leg?
What uniform is the Bengals wearing? They're wearing the blacks, the whites.
They're away. They're away.
They wear the oranges sometimes.
They'll wear the orange.
Okay.
Orange Gatorade.
Kansas City's going to wear their whites at home?
They might. That's a trend lately.
Okay.
Well, fucking parlay.
All right. Yeah, that's going to get
you. Yeah, plus 10,000. You might as well.
Yeah.
Guys, you can't miss out on this weekend's bets, especially if you're a new customer. Combine multiple bets from the same game for the bigger payout on the same game parlay if you're already a DraftKings customer. The more legs you add, the more money you win. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code YOUBETCHA and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Again, you bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code YOUBETCHA, YOUBETCHA. For 56-1 odds on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years old, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ryan.
Shooter.
Was that fun for you?
That was. To be completely honest, I didn't know who it was right away because his hat was down a little too far.
Hat's down and he's getting older. Chris McDonald is no spring chicken anymore.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Chris McDonnie?
Yep.
No shit.
I mean, and how long ago did that movie come out?
1999, I think.
Yeah.
99.
Over 20 years? Over 30 years?
It's 20.
I'm terrible at math.
23 years ago. It's 2022.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Hey, think about the year 1999 and all of the great icons in sports that was happening in 1999. Michael Jordan.
He wasn't playing in 99. He was on the Wizards.
When did he go to the...
97 was his last championship.
No shit.
Yeah. 99 was actually kind of a dead year.
Mike Piazza.
Brett Favre was like a rookie, I think.
Yeah.
Kurt Warner. I just watched American Underdog. Happy so I know that story.
Where I was going with this was Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods.
Was Tiger playing yet?
He was, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Pretty sure he won like the 96 Masters or something. Can you look that up? We have Google.
Yes, we do.
Tiger Woods, Happy Gilmore, MJ with the Wizards, he was electric with the Wizards. He just didn't have the cast around him to do anything. 96 Masters.
So he made the cut as an amateur.
He was 20 years old.
Mm.
20 years old.
Damn.
That's 96 Masters. We were talking 99, but...
Oh, that's right.
Anyway.
Yeah, so you said he won the 96 Masters.
You did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still have Jordan on the brain, too.
Yep. Anyway, well, that went nowhere.
Great year. Love 1999.
But I always think about the 90s being Tiger, Jordan, and Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, those are the big three.
Yeah, the big three of the 90s. Tiger, Jordan, Gilmore.
Yep. I would agree with that.
We got to start.
Sports icon.
This is saying 99 that Jose Olazabal won the Masters.
Interesting.
Are we just falling apart right now? Do we need to abandon this topic?
Just L after L after L right now.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about something else if we want.
Happy Gilmore, notorious for getting in fights on the golf course, right?
Yep.
Matt has been doing a bit on goose egg gambling. Matt, introduce your bit for us because we're going to copy Matt right now on the podcast.
Absolutely. Steal from greater minds.
Steal from minds and improve on it.
There you go. So I've been doing a bit where I made a little bracket and I wanted to see which of the 32 starting quarterbacks would win in an all-out bar fight. I'm talking no rules. You can break bottles. You can play dirty, whatever. And Tyler thought this idea was so great. He wanted to adopt it for golfers. Ryan, I know you're interested in fighting. You're a combat kid.
Mm-hmm. Cobra Kai.
Yeah, exactly. Of all the golfers, taking or who do you think has the best chance, like an all-out bar fight, fighting dirty?
So question for you to clarify, is this a 1v1 bar fight or is this like a battle royale? Everybody that's in the Waste Management Open is in the same bar and they fight to the last man standing.
I would say the latter just because we don't have a bracket in front of us.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
Easy.
Okay. All right, let's hear it.
Who's going to win this all up brawl?
Yeah.
Brooks Koepka.
I don't know, dude.
Look at Brooks as a person. Pull him up, please, Matt.
Sure he is an angry guy.
He is. He has a 5 o'clock shadow.
Mm-hmm. Instantly
he's,
tougher.
He's a big dude. He is not like, he's not really, I wouldn't call him very like whiny. He's not really a little bitch.
He's brooding.
He's kind of a brute.
Yeah. Brooding. Yes. Brooding as in like, he's like Jon Snow that's always just staring off in the distance, yes. Angry for some reason.
It's like quiet. Quiet confidence.
It's quiet chaos. The homie's ready to snap. So I actually don't hate this take now that you're explaining it.
Yes. I look at everyone else and I think everyone else is just too soft.
I got one that I think would dummy Brooks.
Excuse me?
He would put Brooks in a body bag.
Excuse me?
The wily old veteran that's got demons. He's got skeletons in his closet.
Phil?
And he's jacked. No, fuck. Phil would die right away. Dustin Johnson. DJ's got a fighter's build. He's gone through some shit, right?
I don't think so.
He's got the dad strength. He's kind of getting a little soft in the middle. Dustin would fuck some people up.
I think he's too much of a like frat boyish.
No. Look at his wife. He's an old killer.
Brooks turned
his life around, but he's willing to go back at any moment. Bar brawl breaks out. Dustin Johnson is straight back to 2009 maybe when he's going through his shit.
He went through some shit.
Oh yeah,
wasn't he on in like ripping coke and stuff?
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, he's got some demons, but don't we all?
Don't we all? Interesting. I forgot about that. I forgot he was. It was snowing in Florida.
He battled cocaine use and major heartbreak, according to this headline.
Who was the major heartbreak with before Paulina?
He's suspended multiple times for drug use.
Lost two major championships.
I think the heartbreak was losing at golf.
Oh, that looks like it too. Okay. Yeah.
God, what a clickbaity title.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one got us.
I thought he might have like him and Paige Sporanic broke up or something and he like just moved on to bigger and better things. Interesting. Okay, I could maybe see it. I was going to go the Phil Mickelson route though. Because what he would do is he'd sit in the corner until everyone else fought it out.
Yeah.
And then he'd pop right in and be like, what's up, motherfuckers?
You know what Phil would do? Phil would sit in the corner. He wouldn't even get off his bar stool. He would sit in the corner, light a cigarette.
Yep.
Watch everybody kill each other in the bar. And then at the end, he would find the last person standing who was pretty weary after taking down everybody else. Dustin Johnson, obviously. And Phil would shank him once with a bottle. Dead.
Well, and he's a wise man. He's an older guy, so he's got to get crafty at that point. He's not as strong as these other guys, but he can still rip the ball off the tee.
I don't think Phil's going to be able to take too many shots, though. So unless he plays that game and everyone ignores him, that's a risk he runs, though. If he's going to sit there, someone could notice him.
See, and no one comes after the crafty vet, though. If you like no one would start beef with Phil Mickelson.
Maybe they would, though. Phil's kind of a shit talker.
Right, but that's why people wouldn't start beef with him. Number one, U.S. Open champ. He's literally just going to throw that out at what was he, 50 years old?
Yeah.
No, that was the PGA championship.
PGA championship. Yep. he's just going to throw that out in defense every time, and you can't combat that.
But he's also 50, dude.
Yeah, he's 50.
I think if he can avoid conflict until the end, he's got a shot. But if he gets into it and he gets pulled into the fray early, he's done.
Who's dying first?
Who is dying first?
I mean, Tiger's pretty injured right now.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You it doesn't
can
matter.
Never count him out.
Doesn't he have like a... No, he doesn't. I was going to say, does he have like metal rods in his leg? He could just use... Just big time kicks guy.
He might have to be a kick guy.
Steel plates in his shins.
You think not being able to count him out just because of like his competitive spirit?
Correct.
Honestly, I don't think our guy Burned would do very well in a fight.
No, he'd be gone.
Yeah, the Austrian assassin is not assassinating anybody in this scenario.
He also just won't open our messages. So
yeah, so I kind of hope he gets his ass kicked. What a 180 we've done on Burned.
Yeah,
I know. Well, now we're Shooter McGavin guys.
Also, Will Zalatoris, I think, would get his ass kicked.
Probably.
He's a scrawny little guy. He's definitely for the brand, but I think he would get his ass kicked. He wouldn't go down without maybe popping a few people, but he's not winning.
There's one guy that just made his tour debut last weekend. He's 6'9". He's probably like 275. And his average carry on his drives is 375.
So
look him up, Matt.
Bryson is pissed.
Probably. And what people think, they think Bryson is a large human.
Mm-hmm.
He's like 5'9", 5'10".
He's just jacked.
James Hart Dupree.
Yeah, James Hart.
That is a name straight out of Bloodsport.
He's 6'9" and can drive at 400 yards.
What a monster.
Yep. Cool. I believe he just made his tour debut. Oh, and has he got tattoos?
I think those are watermarks.
Oh, okay.
Google is just having its way with us.
I know. Unbelievable.
James Hart.
I might take this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, dude.
Yeah, look at him.
But wow. What if he's a gentle giant? Because do you guys have super tall friends that are just not fighters?
Joey?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Joey would fight anybody but himself.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Interesting. I might take this guy, but he's got to play a couple more tournaments.
You know who?
Hopefully he's at the waste management.
You know who I think would actually be pretty good in this scenario?
Who?
That would be using the dirty tricks.
Who?
And like throwing salt in the eyes and stabbing with bottles. Ricky Fowler. That little shit is stabbing ankles.
What about Rory McIlroy? He's Irish. He's got to be getting in some pub fights.
Yeah, angry.
Yeah, well, if
get some Guinness in that guy, there's no telling what'll happen.
You guys like pubs or bars?
Bars.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm not Irish.
I know, but I think pubs are sick.
Pubs are sick, but I'm going to choose a bar 9 times out of 10.
What's the difference?
The food.
Vibes. Food, if I'm going
pub to, food sucks.
No shit.
I don't like Irish food.
There's some pubs in town with really good
What is
food.
Irish food?
I don't like mashed potatoes and like sauerkraut.
It's just potatoes.
Mashed potatoes and sauerkraut? Yeah, I don't know.
Sauerkraut's like
German as fuck.
Yeah, it probably
is. It's got kraut in the name.
Yeah.
That's what they call Germans. Krauts.
Do they really?
Yeah, it was World War II.
Hey, we're dumb bad today.
Yeah, this episode's gone downhill since Shooter.
Holy
yeah,
no,
shit, we should have saved it.
Since MJ won the championship in 1999.
I got to check that one too, because I've been double checking. I've been thinking about that one.
We're down bad.
Yeah, it's okay though. This fight thing is going to bring us right back.
I think I would love to go to Ireland and hit the pubs. Because I think Irish people are just the nicest people on earth. But
they're fun.
You ever seen
Green
Street Hooligans?
Yes.
That's a savage movie.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys.
Boondock Saints.
Yep.
Watch out. Don't piss them off. They're great times until you make them mad.
Correct.
I think Rory McIlroy is the same way.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. Him and Conor McGregor. What if him and... Dude, you know what would be an electric combo? Rory McIlroy, Conor McGregor, like training together. Like
for the bar fight?
No. Conor training Rory for golf with his McGregor fast program. Conor's got his own training program.
Oh, I see what
McGregor
you're saying.
McGregor fast.
I was going to say, Conor can't teach Rory to golf.
That would be sick. Look at him.
You got this guy throwing a punch at you?
Yeah. Look at that core. Look at that fucking core strength.
If he throws a punch like that, he's fucked.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah. Maybe he wasn't a baseball player, but...
No love for John Daly, really.
John Daly's not on the tour.
I suppose. I just kind of think he's the legend in the back.
He's chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's got to be a current athlete, right?
I consider him an athlete still.
He plays one thing a year, and it's the PNC.
I mean, that's farther than I'll get. I consider myself an athlete.
Really?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to let go of.
How are we going to navigate this? The Waste Management Open. Can we look up the? Can we look up the roster?
Yep.
For Waste Management, if it's already, if it's set already.
It should be. Should be close.
I want to see payouts. I want to see. I want to see everything. How are we going to navigate this thing? Okay, change of plans. Going down Wednesday. Golfing and shooting Wednesday.
And Thursday.
Thursday. Golfing and shooting Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, Saturday. The weekend, baby. Most electric days at the Waste Management, from what we've been told.
Macklemore's going to be there on Friday.
Macklemore?
Apparently.
No like, shit.
Looks like
what? He's got his own golf brand. I think it's called Bogey Boys. I think he ripped that off
from
us.
He fucking stole it from us. Fuck That's you, bullshit. Macklemore.
I'll
thrift
say
shopping bitch.
I'll say something.
Thrift shopping bitch.
We don't get our stuff from the thrift shop. We get our stuff
from rummage sales.
Yeah.
And club salesmen and
cameo.
Yeah.
We should get a Macklemore cameo.
Yeah, and just roast yourself.
Yeah. Eric Sean.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one's for Ben Dover.
Mm-hmm. This one's for Anita Richard.
This one's for Mike Hockert.
How we did this bit already, Ryan.
I know.
We can't
did.
Do it again.
It's funny, though.
It's a throwback for episode 69.
Yeah, it's a throwback to YBR. We did it on You Betcha Radio.
So here's, and we've already talked about this, but I want to recap it real quick. We screwed up at the Ryder Cup. We tried to follow everybody mm-hmm. at one time. Could never get a good spot. Do we want to do that for one day at least?
I don't know, because that sucked.
Because what did you enjoy? Did you enjoy being 60 yards out from the green on number 12, I believe it was, 15. Or 15?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you enjoy being right next to the tee box on number 10?
I enjoyed being 60 yards out.
Really? I enjoyed the opposite.
Because we were in the front. When we were on right next to the tee box, there were 6-7 people in front of us all holding their phones up. I couldn't fucking see shit. I was bobbing and weaving, trying to look through arms and heads.
True.
I liked being right on the ropes way better.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah.
But seeing those, you could also see the entire hole on number 10 after they'd hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see what guys are going for fairways and what guys are trying to drive the green was unbelievable. Yeah. But we do got to get to number 17, par 3. Is that
16?
16 par 3. I don't know what to expect.
We might have to get up on Saturday, get up at like 6 o'clock in the morning and go get a really good spot on 16.
We're going to be sitting there drinking for hours before anybody comes in.
We're going to bring a build your own mimosa bar.
The other thing that we need to shed light on, which we have been so far, if you're a golf fan, I guarantee it's kind of like NASCAR. If you've never considered going to a golf tournament because you think it's lame, you are absolutely wrong.
Yeah, you got to pick the right tournament too.
Correct.
Go like
Ryder Cup, Waste Management Open.
Those are the two.
Those are the fun ones.
Yes.
It's kind of like NASCAR. It's you think going to a NASCAR race, you just watch these people go in a circle, but it mm-hmm. is electric. And you have so much more appreciation for the sport when you're there and after you leave.
Can attest, never been to a race.
I have one time. Just
except people races.
Bush Clash. I'm pumped.
I'm pumped for this. I think it's going to be fun. We invited Matt.
And Mitch.
And Mitch. It'll be interesting.
Are we going to golf?
So I went to the simulator on Friday while you were working at home to shoot some TikToks, right? And I brought Mitch and Sarah with.
Sarah?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. She was just finished her stuff for the day. We were supposed to have a meeting, but a phone call with Miles went long. So I was like, you want to come with? She came with. And I've never golfed at the simulator before with bad golfers. It's tough.
Really?
It is tough, dude.
Did all three of you golf?
Yeah, all three of us golf because we had 2.5 hours on the simulator.
Damn.
And we only needed like an hour to shoot, right?
Yeah.
So like, well, we're not going to waste the money. And so they golfed with me. And this is not for me to boast or to be arrogant here, but I would hit my drive first and then I would have to wait sometimes 15, 20 minutes.
No
before
shit.
I got to hit my second shot. There were times where both of them stroked out on the hole before I got to hit my second shot.
No.
It was fucking painful. I was so like, and I was just trying to be nice. I was like,
yeah.
So he's like, hey, just make sure you keep your head down. Like the classic advice that just trying to get.
That's not true, though. People say it.
I know. Okay, yep. But I was just trying to do anything because Sarah was getting frustrated and Mitch hit like two good shots to start. I was like, oh, Mitch, you must have been practicing. And then it was fucking 3 feet here, 3 feet there.
On the simulator?
On the sim.
We can't let him golf.
No, he's not allowed to golf when we go to Arizona. he's strictly shooting video.
And the only reason is because we're going to go to some decent courses, and yep. we don't want to hold up play. We're all about keeping pace of play where it should be, and if someone is not keeping pace of play, we're like, hop in the cart, cover your bag up, we're going.
Yeah, no, he's not even bringing clubs.
You might have to. He might have to.
I'll bring my second set for him. Okay. But it's going to become a camera bag.
Okay.
But we will go to Topgolf one of the nights, and I'll swing some clubs there.
Yeah.
But I think it was partially I wanted Mitch to play just to scope it out a little bit. Like, are we going to, like, Matt isn't good, but Matt can, he can keep pace.
I can keep up, I'd like to think.
Yeah. Matt can hit the ball solid every time. You know, is it going to go the right way? Maybe not, but he's going to make good contact with it just about every time.
You know how to read the room, too. Like, if you need to pick your ball up, you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm never afraid of that. I thoroughly know where I stand in the rankings.
We're going to get you a fucking par.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I can sense it. I'm so excited.
We're going to get you a par.
I got a new glove since we played. Oh. I got my new shoes. I got some Callaway balls.
Hell yeah. Ooh. Well, noodles are better, but
I would agree, but it is a gift.
Yeah, fair. I think you should buy Ryan's irons.
Ooh, you think just upgrade?
I'll give you a hell of a deal on them.
Will you? Can I get a plug on the podcast?
Absolutely. I'll give you a good deal on the irons.
Well, because we are built like pretty similar, both in like height and muscle. So I think
you might be a little bit bigger than Ryan.
Well, nowadays I'm bulking. It's
yeah,
winter.
I think
I'm like a buck 80.
Yeah,
I think that's exactly where I am too.
Yeah,
no,
I am.
I think Matt's like a buck 80 of muscle though.
Yeah, pure.
I think you're not a buck 80.
Ryan's got a scale in here.
Ryan's a little bit softer than you, I think.
I was 182 on Thursday.
No.
Yeah. That's with my shoes on, but.
Are you shooting me?
He's butt ass naked except his shoes.
I like to give myself the advantage.
That is funny.
Yeah.
I am not buying that for a second.
I believe he's 180.
I'll show you in
Arizona.
Where
do you think he is?
Yeah, what would you
I would say,
say
like buck 55, buck 60.
What?
No.
I would have guessed more, if anything.
No, dude.
Dude,
if
I'm
he's
huge.
A buck 80, you're 220.
I am. Yeah,
I would have pegged you for like 205.
No, I'm like 215 to 220.
Ryan, you've been out of the fitness game a while. You cannot judge.
I've never left. I've never left it.
Are you sure?
100%.
I don't know. If anyone's going to give me advice right now, I think I would take it from Matt.
Did you lift this morning?
No, because my wife.
Okay.
I had to deal with a dead car. I had to get a dead car towed.
Yeah. I mean, I do appreciate that, but there are excuses in life, and there's people who go and get it done.
Matt lives by himself in an apartment. He's got nothing else going on. He fucking
squats and deadlifts today.
What are you at deadlift now? Like 495?
God, I wish. No, I can't deadlift for shit.
Mm.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I just do it just to do it.
It's all about using your back correctly.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I have a bad back.
It's like a lot of people try to use their legs too much. And I think you need to incorporate your back if you're going to do a solid deadlift.
Yeah, I would agree.
And it's like all about the motion.
You're not liable for deadlift injuries.
And it's all about the motion you do it in. Like a lot of people take the slow and steady approach, but like honestly, when you're deadlifting, you'd rather be the hare than the tortoise, right?
The best deadlift looks like the inflatable two people out of the car
shops. We call
it
cat back. If you can get cat back, if you can get your back rounded like this on the deadlift, that's ideal.
You got to get every part of your spine bending in a different direction.
Yeah, yeah. Cats have nine lives.
They do.
So you have nine lives when you're deadlifting if you get cat back.
Well, like, think about it. Like your spine, you have so much muscle along the sides of your spine that if you don't lift with your back in like a really sharp jerking motion, you're not going to get that weight up.
Ryan, okay. Are you taking notes? Because you obviously don't lift as much as we do.
You guys are unreal. We got to stop talking about this.
Someone's going to do it. And they're going to hurt their back really bad.
I want to know what your guys is, what you're looking forward to the most for the waste management. Because last year we were bummed. We were like, fuck, we should have went. We didn't get to go. So let me film a TikTok. about the Waste Management Open. I took my Waste Management garbage can, opened up the lid, and said, hey, front row at the Waste Management Open.
Yeah, that fucking bomb, too.
I know.
I thought it was a good idea.
I thought it was a great idea. That was back in infancy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We were just shooting at the wall, hoping something sticks.
Yeah. What we really screwed up as, we went into Arizona in November, played TPC Stadium course, couldn't drive on the course. Now, we need to go in like March, so then we can drive over to our balls.
Yeah.
Because now the tournament's over.
That's a good point. Maybe we could just get a tee time for Monday morning, extend our trip.
You ever seen the video where the guy calls Augusta?
It tries to get a tee time, during the Masters.
It's hilarious. It is hilarious.
No, I think it's good that we played there. We know it. I mean, at least I remember the course. You said you didn't really remember any holes.
No. I did not black out from alcohol. I was I only had a couple, two, three beers. No, I swear to God. But I blacked out because I was so excited to play that course.
It was also like our 70th hole we played that entire weekend.
Yeah. And I blacked out because hole 15.
We were playing in the dark.
We should have brought glow in the dark balls. We need to order glow in the dark balls for this trip in case this happens again.
I'm trying to play as much as possible on Thursday.
And what someone can do is we can hit a ball. Someone can go get it right away.
Mitch
can take the cart and go get it.
Stay in the cart. Don't get hit.
He can put that ball that's glowing next to the hole, and then we'll play the hole out.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
I'm ordering them right now. Keep talking.
Anything to get those extra reps in.
Don't do it now, we'll forget.
Yeah. In terms of what I'm looking forward to playing, obviously, but I asked Tyler, like, what's the etiquette for this tournament? Because I've never been to a golf tournament.
I don't think there is etiquette for this tournament.
And
that's pretty much
what he told me. He said it's basically a big party. So I'm super excited for the tournament part, actually.
Yeah, a couple Red Bull vodkas, maybe.
Maybe.
Some RBVs, dude?
Maybe a couple JDs.
Jack Daniels?
Jack Danny's,
John Daly's.
John Daly's, there you
Maybe
go.
A couple APs.
Some Arnie Pomies?
Yeah, that one I was going to get.
Maybe a couple CCs.
Coors something?
Captain Coke.
Oh.
Captain Coke. Maybe a couple CDs.
Captain Diet.
Coke Captain Diet.
Yep. Maybe a couple BMs.
Bowel movements?
Bloody Marys.
Bloodies.
Yeah, anymore.
Maybe a couple Vodka Lemmies.
VLs.
Yep, VLs.
God. Different
closest VL. Thing to VR.
It is. It's different than the VL I think of.
Stupid.
Maybe a couple CBs. You'll never get this one.
CBs. Give me a second. I will.
It's not Coors Banquet either.
Oh, that's a good one. I will say, is it Captain?
Clamato beers?
That too, but I was going to say.
Clubhouse beers.
That too. So you guys are both right, but I was going to say cold beers.
Cold beers.
Maybe some FBs?
Frosty
some
beers?
Fat
some
beers?
Free beers?
Free beers. Where do they get free beers?
Yeah. If we get the right tickets, there's free beers and food.
Oh, no shit.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Last time I went free beer and food was at a hockey game last weekend.
Mm.
And the free food was like a chicken strip basket in like a plastic to-go box.
Or like stadium nachos.
And everything steamed up on the inside from when it was hot and then made everything soggy again. Ugh. It was...
It's free for a reason.
They need ventilation.
Yeah. I know they do.
Yeah.
I know they do. Yeah, I am looking forward to, I think I'm looking forward to golf more than I am the tournament.
Well, you got the new sticks.
I got
this. This is their grand debut.
That's
I gotta
true.
Hit those things soon.
Maybe it'll be the debut of my new driver too.
Yeah, well, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
What about you, Tyler? What are you looking forward to the most?
Spending time with my friends.
All right, well.
Oh, okay, moving on.
Well, they're not gonna be there, so you're think of something else.
Mitch is going to be my friend. He'll be there.
I don't know. You've talked a lot of shit on this podcast. You just said he's not golfing.
Yeah, you talk shit about your friends.
That's true.
If you stop talking shit about someone, it means you don't like them anymore.
Don't care anymore, yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, so the people I don't talk shit about at the office, not fan.
Tyler, keep going.
Ryan, I'm going to talk shit about you because we're friends. I think your vest is dumb.
your arms have got to be pretty cold.
Matt's tougher than you.
Don't we have a golf?
I do way more. I would probably win in the bar fight.
Don't we have a golf innovation of the week?
I don't.
I thought we had one.
I can't think of anything.
Yeah, oh. I was kind of wrapped up in the cameo thing.
God, what were we talking about that brought this up?
Do you think my Ryder Cup radio will work?
No.
Damn it.
Absolutely not.
It'd be sweet.
Here's what you got to do, though. You got to going to this tournament, the outfit's important, right?
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to wear?
Me?
And then what are you going to wear? And then I'll go off on my tangent on what I think someone has to wear.
This might be like the only place it's okay to wear like a basketball jersey.
I don't think we're going to the Sigma Chi frat house.
Ryan, there will be a fuckload of frat boys.
How many Dwayne Wade and Kobe Bryant jerseys will we see at this event?
At least 10.
I think we'll see the most Kobe number 8 jerseys.
Yep, Kobe Lakers number 8. Maybe a lot of Steve Nash's since it's in Arizona.
Mm. Yep. Maybe Devin Booker's.
Maybe.
Amari Stoudemire.
I hope so.
So you're actually going to wear a jersey?
No, Ryan.
What are you going to wear, Tyler?
I'll probably just wear a breakfast ball polo.
Okay. Matt?
I was just going to do my golf clothes, but I was going to ask you guys, because again, don't know the etiquette. Is there not an official dress code for this one?
No.
I don't think there is for any tournament, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a... feel the vibes out of the tournament and match them.
Okay.
Sort of thing. So like the Masters, it's going to be more of like what you'd wear to a horse race, kind of the bougie shit, yep. Right? Like the US Open, a little bit scaled back from that, but you're still dressing nice, like pretty much collared shirts around the board. This one, you can wear whatever the fuck you want, I think. Like Ryder Cup, it was wear either something like kind of nice or wear an entire American flag.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There were so many people just head to toe American flag shit.
Hey, before I forget, you know what we need to do in hole 16? We need to do some filming at hole 16.
Okay.
We need to put bets down on who's going in the water, who's going in the green, who's going off the green, like in the sand or whatever. That'd be a good little clip.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
$5 bets.
Perfect.
Or next round of beers.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, I'd rather do $5 because eating the next round of beers, like we found out at the Ryder Cup, could take an hour.
True. Yeah. I walked, I think I walked 17 miles to get one, and they only allowed you 2 beers.
Right.
So here's what I had to do. Just the type of thinking that I do. I got 2 beers at one station. I put them in the bushes by the other station, got 2 more. Had 4 total beers, walked 17 miles back uphill.
You remember what I did at the Ryder Cup?
No.
I didn't have to walk very far, but the line was super long and it was a little stand for some kids' basketball camp or like youth golf or some shit. And I just waited and waited and waited and waited and got up there like, you can only have 2 drinks. And I was like, kid, I need more than 2 drinks. And he's like, give me a box. It's for all these people behind me. And he's like, yeah, it's fine, whatever. So then I got 6 vodka lemonades and he gave me a Coke thing and I had to carry him like this.
I remember that.
Yep.
Goes to a good cause though.
Yep. Goes to a great cause.
So going to this golf tournament, everybody, I can't tell you the amount of like previous golf tournament gear that people are going to be wearing because everyone wants to, everyone is getting dressed in the morning thinking that other people are going to be looking at what they're wearing.
Care what they wear.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, like in our case, we would just be decked out in Ryder Cup gear, which I'll probably wear my hat.
I got a Ryder Cup sweatshirt, so I'm not wearing that.
Yeah, I got to prove to people that I was at the Ryder Cup. Mm. And then every person that sees it will be like, oh, dude, you were at the Ryder Cup?
Oh, I should wear the Ryder Cup radio then.
Boom. And that really shows that we are golf tournament guys.
Yeah,
we've been to plenty.
Been there, done that. Just wanted you to know.
Yep. Exactly. So, no, I think I'll probably just wear like a nice lightweight polo with maybe some cargo shorts.
Mm.
Stuff the pockets with phones and keys and wallets and all that bullshit.
Big cargo shorts guy?
Yeah, maybe.
I might have to stand a few feet away from you if you're going to do that.
If you're wearing cargo shorts, I'll let you wear the Ryder Cup radio because it'll fit better.
True. And the white New Balances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in terms of merch, what are you guys going for?
Ooh, since I went sweatshirt and shorts last time, I'm going hat, shirt.
Polo or shirt?
We'll suss it out on the prices because shit was not cheap at the Ryder Cup.
Because we got merch at TPC Scottsdale when we were there.
Yeah, I didn't. So I didn't get shit from there.
I'm wearing my hat because then everyone who I walk past would be like,
oh, wait, I did get a TPC Scottsdale shirt. What am I fucking talking about?
Yeah.
I have one. I just haven't worn it yet.
And everyone who sees you will be like, wow. That guy's been here before.
He works here.
He must be
Please
sick.
Come behind the rope.
He's got to be the sickest person at this tournament.
I'm going to wear it.
You think one of the golfers sees it like, oh my God, this guy knows the course. Here, celeb shot.
Hey, do you want a caddy for me? And I'll be like, absolutely I do.
And just leave us behind?
I know how to play this course with my eyes closed because I played it in the dark.
True. We do need to give Mitch the rundown on course attire when we are playing.
Yeah, I outfitted him.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Okay.
He's good.
Perfect.
We're gonna talk Mitch into buying fucking new shoes.
Just like he did for me last
time. New divot fixer. Yep. Dude, yeah, I'm pumped to wear the new kicks.
That's my favorite part. I'm so excited.
You'll have new irons too in my old ones.
Yeah, if I could swindle you.
We're all going to be repping new shit.
I'll new sell driver. Them at for $75, the whole set.
Okay, I would do that for sure.
That's a fucking no-brainer. Yeah.
Because I'm not going to charge you $200.
Hey, ask for a shout out on the podcast.
Yeah, can I get a shout out on episode 69 on the podcast?
I think we could maybe work that in.
Perfect.
Let me talk to my guy first, though.
Yeah. You got phone calls.
Yeah, I'll sell them to you $75.
Yeah, I'll do that. Two deals made in the same podcast. Wow.
And you get back your 56 degree high toe that you originally had.
Let's go.
So now you're paying for the club you gave him.
Oh, no. When you put it like that, it doesn't sound
But now you have two 56 degrees. So then what you can do is you can go back and sell one of them this podcast.
I need a 56 degree because that's what I left in Arizona.
You guys.
Maybe my club's still sitting on TPC Scottsdale somewhere.
Could be.
Start looking through the grass.
That's the course I left my club at.
Really?
I thought it was earlier.
We got an extra one for you. Maybe I'll sell you that one and then sell the rest to Matt.
No, I want to buy from Matt.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, keep it in the family.
Yep.
You guys got anything else?
No, I think 69 was a success. It's been actually really fun doing this podcast.
Yeah, you guys want to say your farewells?
Yeah, honestly, thank you everyone to listening because we wouldn't have never made it to 69 episodes without you guys. It's been a fun journey. So just keep your eye out for what we're doing next because it's been fun. We want to keep doing some golf stuff, obviously. And if the podcast has to end, it has to end.
Yeah. Parting ways with this double bogey show. With Shooter McGavin, Grandpa Dave, parting ways with my old irons, talking about the Waste Management Open. I don't think we could have ended this thing any better. We had a lot of highs. We had a lot of lows. We went through multiple stages of almost getting the page axed by Miles, the You Betcha guy.
Got like four producers.
We had like eight producers.
Mm-hmm.
The same two guys have always been sitting here, though.
Correct.
And that is because of you listeners. You guys jumping on board the Swinger app. 2 million views. Two million views across platforms. Still in the dev stage of that, by the way.
Yep.
So we'll see where that fucking goes.
Stay tuned for the Swinger cast.
Yeah. I just want to say it's been a pleasure.
An honor, really.
I went through a whole set of clubs through this podcast. In with the new, out with the old. I'll let you know somehow, some way, how I hit the new ones. I don't know how I'm going to do that because I can't do it here anymore. It's been a lot of fun, guys. We really appreciate it. Thanks again for tuning in to episode 69. Make sure you smash that subscribe. Oh, this is on YouTube.
I want to leave them with one thing. Listeners, viewers, audience, I want you to know that you guys are the 6 to R9.
We'll see you in episode 70.
Hell, that's a breakfast ball.